I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There's no five happy hops to marriage. It's faith. It's making each step, and it's trusting. Before you can trust your spouse, you have to choose to trust God.
Justin, just to encourage us today, I guess, on how we can experience marriage beyond ordinary.
Yeah, I think, you know, for so many couples, the desire is there, right? That everyone desires to have a great marriage. I think where most couples get lost is, how do I do that? You know, it's like, I want to be in shape, and I wish that sitting on the couch could get me in shape. If it did, I would be buff, but it doesn't. And so it takes going to the gym. And so one of the things that we've recognized in our own marriage, and one of the things that we encourage couples with, is most couples think they're several large decisions away from a great marriage, when in reality, you're just one or two small steps away. It's not these big, gigantic leaps that are going to give you a great marriage. It's daily choosing to pursue God and daily choosing to pursue your spouse. And it doesn't even take, extravagant date night. It doesn't take, a romantic getaway or a vacation. Those things aren't bad. But I think when we just focus on those things and we lose sight of the daily opportunities we have to invest in the person we say we love the most, maybe it's just coming home on time. Maybe it's putting the kids down to bed so that your spouse can just have a few minutes to themselves. Maybe it's, filling their car up with gas. It's the little things along the way that really mean the most to us, and they add up to the big things. And so for the couple that is really just kind of, coasting, or really just feeling like, okay, we live in the same house, but we're just roommates. We're not really soulmates. My suggestion is, don't try to make big, extravagant changes, right? You're not going to go from never lifting weights to going and bench pressing 500 pounds. Just do a small little thing today or tomorrow. Send a text message. Make a phone call. Hire a babysitter. Do the little things that will re-engage your heart and give you the encouragement and the momentum to begin to see some big changes take place.
And the bottom line is, there is hope, right? We are new creations. God refines us. We can come out stronger as a result.
Yeah, amen to that. And one of the things we say all the time, if you think it's over, it's not over.
That's right.
People thought that it was over when they put Jesus in the tomb. They were just setting the stage for the biggest comeback of all time. And so that resurrection power, it lives in us. And so God has the capacity and the ability to resurrect even the most broken of marriages. We just have to believe it, and we have to pursue Him.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.